Today's daf is Sukkah daf Nun Dalet, and we are at the Mishnah in the middle of daf Nun Gimel Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Tzara Liza, Avadya ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devora, Devora bas Mecha, Shmuel ben Tehila, Baruch Bendit ben Devora Hinda, Yitzchak Meir ben Miral, Yehuda Leib ben Basha, Shoshana bas Rus, and Tamar bas Chasida Fruma Rivka. So the topic of the last few dafin has been the mitzvah and the korban of the nisuch hamayim that was brought every single day in the Beis HaMikdash on Sukkos. Additionally, we've been talking about the Simchas Beis HaShoev. Now, one of the themes of the nisuch hamayim was that during the procession, there were kohanim holding trumpets that would blow a tekiah, trua, tekiah. In fact, just from the little bit that we've already seen, there were a few series of tekiah, trua, tekiah that was blown. Today's daf is going to pick up on that note, completely digress, and perhaps not coincidentally discuss the tekiahs and the truas and the tekiahs that took place every single day in the Beis HaMikdash, not with shofros, rather with chatzoitzroitz. So today's daf requires a tiny bit of an introduction, and it begins with psukim in the Torah in Parshas Bahaloscha, Perek Yud Pasuk Aleph Sefer Bamidbar. The Torah says, "Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Lemer." Hakadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe. He told him, "Asei locha shtei tzak chatzoitzroitz kasev. You should make two silver trumpets. Miksha tasa oisam. They should be made of one piece of silver." What's the purpose of them? Whenever you need the oilam to convene, or if it's time to signal that the people need to travel, use the chatzoitzroitz to tell them what they have to do. The pasuk says, when you're going to blow these chatzoitzroitz, the people are going to know to convene, to come to the entrance way of the oil moed. And if you're going to blow with one of them, not with two, then the Nesiim, the leaders are going to know to come. Utkatem trua. If you're going to blow a trua, v'nosua machnes achoidem keima, then people are going to know that it's time to travel. If you blow a second trua, and Hashem tells Moshe exactly how you're supposed to use these chatzoitzroitz, and depending on how they were used, that's going to signal and tell the Jews whatever message it is that they need to hear. Then the pasuk says, "Ubiyoyim simchaschem uvamoyadechem." I'm skipping a little bit. Uvaroshni chadchechem utkatem batzoitzris. That'll be on the days of simcha uvamoyadechem. And on Yontif, Uberosh Echachechem, and on Rosh Chodesh, you're going to blow Chatzoitzroiz, Aloy Loisechem, Val Zivche Shalmechem, when you bring Karbonos. Vahoyu Lachem Lezikarn, and by doing that, this will be a remembrance, Lefnei Alekechem, Ani Hashem Alekechem. So Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Asei Lachosh Te Chatzoitzroiz Kesem, and then he gives him a whole list of things that these Chatzoitzroiz are supposed to be used for. We mentioned only some of the psukim, but there's more there. But it's the last pasuk that we need. And that is, Hashem told Moshe, one of the functions of the chatzoitzroitz will be that ubiyoyim simchaschem, uvamoyadechem, uvaroshe chodshechem, utkatem bachatzoitzroitz al oiloisechem val zivchei shalmechem. On these special days, when karbonos are brought, you're supposed to blow with these chatzoitzroitz. Now, this mitzvah, to blow chatzoitzroitz at the time that karbonos were brought, is mentioned by the Sefer Achinuch in his count of 613 mitzvahs. It's mitzvah shin pei dalid, mitzvah tkiyas chatzoitzroiz b'mikdash. So there was a mitzvah to blow with chatzoitzroiz in the Beis HaMikdash. And two very important points, and then we're going to start the daf. Number one, even though it says in the pasuk that when were you supposed to blow with chatzoitzroiz, uv'yoyim simchaschem, uv'mayadechem, uv'roshei chatzeichem, really there was a mitzvah to blow with chatzoitzroiz every single day. Those days were lav dafka, but Chazal learned that really it was supposed to be every day. That's number one. Number two, the mitzvah to blow with chatzoitzroitz should not be confused with Leviim b'shira muvazimram. This had nothing to do with the mitzvah of shira that was sang when certain karbanos were brought. In fact, the mitzvah of tkiyas chatzoitzroitz had to be done dafka by a kohen. The mitzvah of shira was done by the Leviim. It wasn't done by the kohanim. As far as the instruments, we saw Mishnah earlier in the Masechta that mentioned different opinions opinions. According to one, Avodim used to play, Yisraelim, maybe Levim. These Chatzaitzreis were played dafka by Kohanim. There was a special mitzvah of Utkatim Chatzaitzreis. Even though when you read the pasuk, it sounds like that mitzvah was exclusive to special days. Uv'yom Simchaschem, Uv'mayadeichem, Uv'roshei Chatzeichem. But the truth is, those days were lav dafka, but rather every single day there were Chatzaitzreis that were played in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, how many Chatzaitzreis were played, meaning how many tkiyos, truest tkiyos were there? That's going to be the topic of today's daf. There was never less than 21 tkiyos blown in the Beis HaMikdash with these Chatzaitzreis. Nor were there ever more than 48. So the minimum amount, the least amount of tkiyos that there ever were in the Beis HaMikdash were 21. The most that there ever was 48. Now the Lashon of the Mishnah is, that should not be taken literally as in tkiyos as opposed to shvarims and truas. Tkiyos over here means blows. So there were 21 blows, and the truth is that the blows were made up of tkiya, trua, tkiya. So if you had 21 blows, the ratio is 2-1 tkiya to trua, which means it would be 14 tkiyos and 7 truas. So never less than 21, never more than 48. So it's the Mishnah. B'chol yoyim, hayisham esrim achas. Every single day there were 21 tkiyos b'mikdash. Shalosh l'psicha sh'arim. What was the cheshbon of 21? 3, when the gates were open. So when the gates of the Azor were opened up, there were kehanim standing with chatzaitzres, and they would blow tkiya, trua, tkiya. That's 3. V'teisha l'tamash l'shachar. When the tamash l'shachar was brought, every single day they would blow 9, 3 sets of tkiya, trua, tkiya. And then there were another 9 when the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im was brought. So every single day they used to open up the gates. Every single day they brought a Tamid Shel Shachar. Every single day they brought a Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im. 3 when they open up the gates. 9 for the Tamid Shel Shachar. 9 for the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im. This is easy math. 3 plus 9 plus 9 is 21. That's the bare minimum. These were things that happened every single day. Every single day there were no less than 21 tkiyah, says the Mishnah. Ubimusafin, whenever there was a carbon musaf, there were always another 9 for the carbon musaf. So for Shabbos, for example, where there was a carbon musaf, so in addition to the 21 that there were every day, there'd be another 9, which would give you 30. Erev Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos, they would add another 6. Shalish lahaftalas ha'ami milacha. The first 3 of these 6 were to tell the people that it's time to stop doing malachas. So these tkiyas were blown a little bit before it was actually Shabbos. So like this, the Am would stop working. They'd come from their fields, make their way back home. So like this, they'd be ready for Shabbos. And then there were another 3 that were blown at the time that it was physically Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, when Erev Shabbos coincided with Sukkos, then there were 48 tkiyos, and that's when you hit the maximum number. How so? There were 3 when the gates were open. Those were the 3 that were blown every single day when the gates were open. So this is something that was mentioned in the Mishnah already that talked about the Nisuch HaMayim during the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. So there were 3 that were blown by the Kohanim, by the Shar HaElyon, by Shar Niknar. That's when the Kohanim are beginning to proceed to go out and be and bring the water that they can use for the Nisuch HaMayim. The Shalosh HaShar HaTachton. There were another 3 that were blown at the Shar HaTachton. That was when the Kohanim were exiting the Shar to go to the Har HaBayis to go get the water. The Shalosh Lemili HaMayim. 3 when the water was brought back, and the water went in through the Shar HaMayim, said there were another 3 that was blown then, the Shalosh Agabi HaMizbeach, and there were another 3 that was blown by the Mizbeach, and this is related to the mitzvah of Arava. When they would take the Arava, the very, very tall Arava, put it on the side of the Mizbeach, there were another 3 that were blown then, says the Mishnah, Teishal HaTamash HaShachar. Again, we're talking about Erev Shabbos coinciding with Sukkot. There were another 9 for the Tamid Shel Shachar. V'teishal Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im. 9 for the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im. V'teishal Musafin. It's Sukkot. So on Sukkot you have a carbon musaf. It's Erev Shabbos. You have Sholish Lahavdalos Amir Na Melacha. 3 to get the people to stop doing Melacha. V'sholish Lahavdal Bein Kodesh L'chol. And another 3 when it's actually Shabbos. If you do the math, what you're going to end up with is 48. So again, the minimum amount of tkiyos that you ever had was 21. What's the cheshbon of 21? 3 when they opened up the gates, 9 for the Tamid Shel Shachar, 9 for the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im. 3 plus 9 plus 9 is 21. The most that they ever had was 48. When was that? When Erev Shabbos coincided with Sukkos.
What was the cheshbon? You had the 21 that you had every day. There was an extra carbon musaf. Well, because on Sukkot, you bring a carbon musaf. The musaf had 9, so you're up to 30. Every Erev Shabbos, there were 6. 3 to get the people to stop doing melacha. Another 3 when it was actually Shabbos. That's 36. And then there were 12 that were associated with the mitzvah sayoyim, with the nisach hamayim, and the arava. And as a result, you have the 21 you have every day, plus the 9 for the musaf is 30, plus the 6 because it's Erev Shabbos, that's going to be 36, plus the 12 related to the nisach hamayim and to the arava. Like this, you end up with 40. Zok de gemar. Masisim the like Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Tanya. We're learning to the Brisa. Rabbi Yehuda said, the least amount of chatzaitzrus that they ever had was 7. And the most they ever had was 16. Our Mishnah said 21 and 48. Rabbi Yehuda said that it's 7 and 16. It's not the same thing. Now the Gemara says, but Michael Miflegi, what's the machloikis? So really, it's a machloikis in semantics. Rabbi Yehuda said, Rabbi Yehuda holds tkiyah truat kiyachas. Rabbi Yehuda counted the tkiyah truat kiyah as one. For Rabbanan Tzavi, the Rabbanan held tkiyah luchod v'truah luchod. They counted the tkiyah and the truah as being separate. Meaning, the 21 and 48 of the Mishnah is the equivalent of 7 and 16 of Rabbi Yehuda. 21 divided by 3 is 7. 48 divided by 3 is 16. Rabbi Yehuda counts tkiya true tkiya as 1, whereas the Rabbanan count tkiya true tkiya as 3. It says the my time to Rabbi Yehuda. Why did Rabbi Yehuda count it the way he did? Why does he hold that tkiya true tkiya as 1? On my cross, so he had 2 psokim. The pasuk says utkatem trua. Utkatem is a lashon tkiya, and it says utkatem terua. So you see, tkiya and true is really 1. Uksiv another pasuk trua yisku. Again, true and yisku is 1. Okay, it's that tkiya true. Anchas, it must be that the tkiya and the true is all 1. Rabbanon, why? According to the Rabbanon, does it say uskatem trua if they hold the tkiya and the trua are individual? So it should be utkatem tkiya, utratem trua. So why is it uskatem trua? Rabbanon, hula pshuta lefaneu lachre udasa. That pasuk is coming to teach that every single time there was a tkiya, that'd be a tkiya, and then a trua, and then a tkiya. Says the Gemara, okay, so we have Rabbi Yehuda's makar. Rabbi Yehuda's makar is uskatem trua. The Rabbanon are not impressed with that makar. But that is Rabbi Yehuda's makar. But we don't know the Rabbanon's own makar. Rabbanon might. What's the makar to the Rabbanon that they felt that the tkiya and the trua are separate? Because the pasuk says u'b'hakel asakol, because one of the things that the chatzoitz race were used for was to get the oilam to convene. Now the pasuk says that when Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to convene the kahal, what he did was tiskuhu, he would blow a tkiya, v'loy toriyu, and he wouldn't blow a trua. Say the Rabban of Esau, g'day tkiya trua achasin, now if you're going to tell me that tkiya trua tkiya is all one, amir achmona palga the mitzvah avir, upalga lo yavir, does it make sense that the Torah is saying blow a tkiya, not a trua? Bishlam if the tkiya and the trua are individuals, okay, that's what we're saying. Now do a tkiya and don't do a trua. But if you're telling me that it's really all one, so really what we're saying is do a tkiya, not a trua, do a how b'maisa? Where do you find that we're being told to do a half a mitzvah? So the Rabbanan said, must be from the fact that there's a concept of doing a tkiya without a trua, the tkiya and the trua must be individual mitzvahs. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda, what does Rabbi Yehuda hold? Rabbi Yehuda held that that tkiya is not really the mitzvah of tkiyas chatzaitzris. All it was a simen ba'alma. It was just a way of notifying people. It was a means of communication. That's really all it was. So being that that's what it is, it's not really a mitzvah. And so even though you're doing half, it's, the Torah would never tell you to do a half a mitzvah. The Torah wouldn't say put on tefillin shel yad and not tefillin shel roish. That doesn't make any sense. But over here, we're not telling you to do a mitzvah. It's just a siman of alma, and therefore it's okay. V'rabbanon, simanahu. It's true. Really, it is a siman. But v'rachmana shavya mitzvah. Once the Torah said you should do it, now it becomes a mitzvah. Say, so you want to know why you're doing it? Yeah, it's a means of communication. But if the Torah tells you to do it, and that's the way you're supposed to get the oilam to come together, so obviously, it is a mitzvah, and if we're saying do a tkiya and don't do a trua, must be the tkiya and the trua individually on their own are both mitzvahs. So the bottom line is, the Mishnah said, "Ein poichsam me'esrim ve'achas tkiyas me'mikdash." There were never less than 21 tkiyas of chatzoitzers in the Beis HaMikdash. Ve'im ha'isifin al abram v'shmoin. And there was never more than 48. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Ein ha'poichnes lo yivchais mi'sheva." The minimum number is not 21, it's 7. V'ha'moisef lo yosef al-sheshes. Right. The max number is not 48, but rather it's 16. What's the machloikis? Semantics. Everyone holds tkiya trua tkiya, repeats itself 7 times at the minimum of 21 times, or 16 times at the maximum. The question is, do you count the tkiyah, the true tkiyah, as three, or do you count the true tkiyah as one? The Chachamim, the Rabbanon, the Stam Mishnah, counted each one individually. As a result, it's 21 and 48. Rabbi Yehuda counted each set individually. As a result, it's 7 and it's 16. My time with the Rabbi Yehuda, uskatem trua. You see, it's all one thing. My time with the Rabbanon, ubahakil asaham, tisku uvalay sariyu. Obviously, they're separate, because if they're one, how in the world can you break it up? But it sounds like, as we mentioned a few times, that this machloik is just semantics. Do you look at it as 21 and 48, or do you look at it as 7 and 16? But it sounds like there must be a little more to it. Not just that, each one of the Tanaim are basing their position on a pasuk. So if we're learning a halacha, a drasha, there must be something to it. So there has to be some sort of a nafgamina. Says the Gemara, what's the nafgamina? And we'll see it in this next few lines. Come on, Azahad Om Rav Kahana. According to whom is Rav Kahana's statement consistent? So what Rav Kahana say? Ein bein tkiyah l'truah v'loy klum. There can't be any pause. There can't be any break between the tkiyah and the truah. In fact, ein bein tkiyah l'truah v'loy klum. You have to go from the tkiyah straight to the truah. And then from the truah straight to the tkiyah. So the Gemara says, come on to Rav Yehuda. It must be like Rav Yehuda. Meaning, Rav Yehuda that said that it's 7 and 16, not 21 and 48. What's the significance? The significance is tkiyah truah, tkiyah is 1. There can't be any hefsik between the tkiyah and the truah and the tkiyah. And that's what Rav Kahana meant when he said, ein bein tkiyah l'truah v'loy klum, because it's viewed as one unit. And if it's one unit, there can't be a hefsik. Because according to the Chachamim, that they're individual. So you would be allowed to have a hefsek. Here's the nafkamina. So the real nafkamina between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim is, are you allowed to be mafsek between the tkiyah and the truah? And the truah and the tkiyah, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the set is the singular entity over here. So you can't be mafsek within the set. Just you can't be mafsek in the middle of the tkiyah. You can't be mafsek between the tkiyah and the truah and the truah and the tkiyah. Whereas according to Rabbanu, no, it's 21. We don't look at it as a set. I look at it as a tkiyah l'chod and a truah l'chod and a tkiyah l'chod and a tkiyah l'chod and a truah l'chod. Also, then if you want to be mafsek, it's not going to be a problem. But the Gemara says, Peshitta, isn't this obvious that this is the nafkamino? And isn't it obvious that when Rav Kahana said, ein bein tkiyah l'truah v'loy klum, it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda? So the Gemara says, no, not so much. Why? Because Malotema would have thought of maybe Rav Kahana said, "Is Allah even going to Rabbanon?" Ula fukin to Rabbi Yochanan. And really, all Rav Kahana meant was take school Rabbi Yochanan. Amr Rabbi Yochanan said, "Shama teisha tkiyas b'teisha shoyis b'yom yatz." Now Rabbi Yochanan was talking about the mitzvah of tkiyas shoyfer, and he said, if somebody hears 9 tkiyas, the minimum amount of tkiyas you have to hear, and he hears it during 9 hours in the day, he's going to be yotza. So you would have thought that maybe when Rav Kahana said, "Ein bein tkiyah l'truah v'loy klum," that there can't be a gap between the tkiyah and the truah, he didn't mean that it has to be literally b'neshima achas. He didn't necessarily mean shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe he just meant lafuki Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said such a big chiddush that you can hear 9 tkiyahs in 9 hours of the day. That's not okay. So that's what you would have thought. Kamash malon. That's why the Gemara said that when Rav Kahana said ein bein tkiyah l'truah v'loy klum, he meant Rabbi Yehuda. What's the other side? Maybe he means the Rabbana and he's only coming Lafuki Rabbi Yochanan. Kamash Mulan, no, he's not just coming Lafuki Rabbi Yochanan. He's coming to say that it has to be literally one after another. The Gemara says, Ey Machinami, how do you know? Once you're telling me that you can hear it sad, that maybe he's just coming Lafuki Rabbi Yochanan, maybe that is in fact what he's doing. So the Gemara says, Imkei Maivaloi Klum, because that's the Lashon. Ein Bein Tkiyah L'Truah. V'loy klum sounds like you have to go literally from one to the other. That's only Rabbi Yehuda. So the bottom line is, again, machlokes is Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, whether it was 21 or 48 or whether it was 7 and 16, and nafkamina and semantics, that's what we suggested initially, but then we have psukim and drushes, so obviously there's a machlokes going on over here. What's the nafkamina? Nafkamina is, are you allowed to pause between the tkiyah and the truah, between the truah and the tkiyah, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that looks at tkiyah, truah, tkiyah as one, so there can't be any hefsik in between. In fact, that's what Rav Kahana meant when he said, ein bein tkiyah l'truah v'loy klum. He was going according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to the Chacham, each one's viewed individually, and if each one's viewed individually, there'd be no problem pausing in between the tkiyah and the truah, and in between the truah and the tkiyah. So the Mishnah again said, never less than 21, never more than 48. What was the 21 that you had every day? 3 for the psichas asha'ar, when they opened up the gates, there were 3, and then there were 9 by the tamid shel shachar, and there were another 9 by the tamid shel beinu arba'in. What was the most there ever was? That was 48. When did that happen? That happened when Erev Shabbos coincided with Sukkot. And what was the cheshbin of the 48? It's kedai to review it, because we're going to get into it right now. You had the 21 that you had every day, plus you had the 9 for the Karban Musaf. It's Erev Shabbos. There was always 6 Erev Shabbos. That's 36. And then you had 12 associated with the Nisach HaMai. Now, the Mishnah mentioned what those 12 were. the cheshbin was shalish l'shara elyon, three when the kehanim were at the shara elyon. This is in the Ezras Yisrael elyon. It's 15 steps above the Ezras Nashim. This is when they're on top. Specifically, this was Shar Niknar. Shalosh l'shara tachton. Another three when they came down. So they blew again three. Shalosh l'milu yamayim. That's when they brought the water back in through the Shara Mayim. And Shalosh shalom mizbeach, when they put the Arava on the side of the mizbeach. So the Gemara starts off with a question. The ilu l'mayla asiris loikotani. The Mishnah did not mention the three tkiyos that were blown by the Maila Siris on the 10th step. The Mishnah had said on Daf Nun Aleph that when they came to the 10th step, remember Rabbi Yirmiyah Shaila doesn't mean the 10 from the top or the 10 from the bottom, teiku, but on the 10th step, there were another three. Now that wasn't mentioned in the Mishnah. In fact, if the time of the Mishnah holds that they blew those three as well, so then it wouldn't have been 48, it would have been another three. It would have been 51. So that's clearly and conspicuously omitted from the Mishnah. The ilu l'mayla Siris. Loikotani, Zokta Gemara, Masnisamani, who must the Tan of the Mishnah be? Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, he must be Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Because as we're about to see, there was a Braisna where Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov clearly said that he disagreed with the Mishnah that we learned in Daf Nun Aleph. The Tkiyas that happened on that 10th step really never happened. The Tanya, what's this Braisa? Shalish Lamai last years. The Tanya Kama, the Braisa says that there were three Tkiyas that were blown on the Mai last years. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, said, Shalish Agabi Amizbech. There were three on the side of the Mizbech. Says the Braisa, the one that said that there were tkiyas on the Maila Siris, he disagrees and he holds there were no tkiyas on the side of the Mizbech. The one that says there were three by the Mizbech, he holds he didn't have the three the Maila Siris. But the bottom line is, our Mishnah mentioned the three on the Mizbech. It's Rav Lez ben Yaakov and this Braisa who holds that you had three on the Mizbech. It didn't mention the three on the Maila Siris. Exactly, because Rav Lez ben Yaakov holds three on the Mizbech. He didn't hold the three on the Maila Siris. And Ochanami, the Tana of the Mishnah could have been that Tana of the Mishnah on Daf Nun Aleph, the Tana Kam of this Braisa, he would have had the same 48, and instead of having the three on the Mizbeach, he would have had the three in the Maila Siris. But it's not. The Tana of the Mishnah is Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, and that's why we have it the way we have it. So the Gemara says, my Tami Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, what's Pshat Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov? Why does he hold that they didn't have any Tkiyas on the Maila Siris, instead it was on the Mizbeach? Kimi the Tokel of Psicha Sha'arim, because Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov felt they just blew when they opened up the Shalom, the Maila Siris Lamali. Why'd they have to do it again? The Maila Siris, he didn't see any point of you're doing all these different kiyas for the Nisuch HaMayim by the Sha'arim. He says, why do you have to have another one by the Maila Siris? I love Sha'aru, it's not a Sha'ar. Hilchach Agabi Mizbeach. If he made he preferred doing it by the Mizbech. Rabbanon, Sabi, other Rabbanon, giving the talk of the Milui HaMayim, meaning that they already did a tkiya for the Milui HaMayim when they brought it into the Azara. So, Agabi Mizbech, Lomali, why do they have to do it? Agabi Mizbech, Hilkach, Lomai Lasir, therefore, Yel, it's better to do Lomai Lasir. So, it's not so clear what these two tzadim are, but the point is, we had a machloikis, Rav Lezer ben Yaakov and the Chachamim, whether there were three on the side of the Mizbech, or whether there was three on the Maila Siris, our mission that mentioned the Mizbech, it didn't mention the Maila Siris, is clearly going a Liba. The Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. So again, the Mishnah says never less than 21 tkiyas with these chatzaitzeris, never more than 48, never less than 20, because every day there were 21. When they opened up the Sha'arim, 3, 9 for the Tamid Shal Shachat, 9 for the Tamid Shal Bein Arbaim. Never more than 48. Ein moisifin al arba mushmoina. In Rabbi Yehuda's Nusach, it's HaMoisef LaYosef Al Sheishas, right? Which is the same exact thing. It's 48 divided by 3, which is 16. And when was there 48? When Erev Shabbos coincided with Sukkot. Zok the Gemara. Ki Asav Rab Acha Bar Chanina Midraima. Where Rab Acha Bar Chanina came from the south. I see Masnisa Biyade. So he came back with the following Braisa. So the Braisa says as follows, and this Braisa is going to be very much the topic of the rest of the daf. Pasuk says, yisku b'chatzoytzer. So this was the Pesukim that we mentioned earlier in Parashas Baal Oyscha, where the Pasuk says how Hashem told Moshe, Aselecha shtei chatzoytzer is kesef. Now who was supposed to blow the chatzoytzer? We said not the Levim, not the Avodim, not the Yisraelim Yuchasim. This has nothing to do with the Shira that was sang on the Karbonos, but rather, upnei aharon ha-koyhanim yisku b'chatzoytzer. Who was supposed to do it? It was supposed to be the bnei aharon ha-koyhanim. So the Braisa said that she'ein talmud loyim yisku. Why did the Braisa, or why did the Pasuk have to say the word yisku? Shekvar nemar, doesn't it already say another Pasuk? Uskatem b'chatzoytzer
Eretz al oiloi seichem val zivche shalmeichem u'ma talmud loy ma yisku.
The word yisku was extra. So the Tana and his Braisa was learning the psukim and darshaning, doing what Tanaim did, and was bothered with this extra word yisku. So he said that why did the Torah mention that extra word? The reason is hakoy lefi hamusafin toiken.
What he came to say was that depending on the amount of musafin that were brought, that determined how many sets of tkiyas chatzoitzras there were. Meaning, we mentioned the Mishnah that the carbon mosif had nine. Nine by the Tamid Shal Shachar, nine for the Tamid Shal Vein Arbayim, and the carbon mosif had another nine. That's nine of the 48, for example, that you have when Erev Shabbos coincides with Sukkot. But Rabbi Acha bar Chanina Midroimus Braisa said that it's not just nine for all the musafim together. But if you have a day where you're going to bring two musafim, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. So if you're going to have two musafim for each musaf that you're bringing, you're going to have another time. Who tanila? Rabbi Achron said over the Braisa, Fu'amalai, and he explained it the way we just explained it. Loi masha toikin al kol musaf u'musaf. Every single carbon musaf, you're going to have another nine. So the Gemara says, Tanan. We learned in our Mishnah, Erev Shabbos Shabbatei Chachak, Ha'isham Arba Mushmoyna, that what was the maximum amount of tkiyas that you ever had 48. When was it 48 when Erev Shabbos coincided with Sukkot? Says Freit the Gemara v'im Isa. If Rav Acha bar Chanina Midroim is right, that for every single carbon musaf there was another nine. I have a hechatimtza where you could have more than 48 tkiyas. Listen, Shabbos Shabbatei Chachak. What would be if Shabbos coincided with Sukkot? If Shabbos coincides with Sukkot, Mishkachas l'chamishim v'chad, then you should have 51. So when Shabbos and Sukkot coincide, which always happens, one day, so if that's the case, you should end up with 51. What's the cheshbon of 51? You have the 21 that you bring every day. Then you have the 9 that you're bringing because of the fact that it's Sukkot. That's the musaf of Sukkot. Then you have the 12 that you brought related to the Nisuch HaMayim. Nisuch HaMayim was Doicha Shabbos. Now you're at 42. Oh, but now you have another Musaf. It's also Shabbos. So now you have 51. So Bishlaim, if Rabbi Acha bar Chanina Midroim is not right, it's 9 for all the Musafim combined. So on that day you brought 42, which is less than 48. That's why you didn't get an honorable mention in the Mishnah. But if you're going to tell me for every single Musaf you're supposed to bring its own 9, so it comes out there's actually a way to bring 51. If when Erev Shabbos is Sukkot, it's 48. Because you have the extra 6 for Erev Shabbos. When it's Shabbos, it's actually 51, because now you have an extra 9. You don't have the 6, because it's not Erev Shabbos, but you have 9, because you have a carbon musaf. So the Gemara says, Amar Rab Zeira answered this question. He defended Rab Achim Bar Chanina Midroim Ez Braisa, and he said the reason it's not a kashal, because they didn't blow, when they opened up the Sha'arim on Shabbos, they used to not blow the Chatzaitzras. So even though we thought every single day they used to blow by the Psicha Sharm, but Rab Zeira said no. So if that's the case, Shabbos, you always have 3 less. So if you have 3 less on Shabbos, so it's going to come out that it's 51. That's your starting point. But minus 3, you end up with 48. Amar Rava. Rava said, Man had lechosh lekimcha. I don't understand. Who's the one that asked this question? And he wasn't careful. He didn't look at his flour. This was an expression carefully enough. Meaning, he didn't think properly about what he was saying. Number one, Chada, the Bechal Yom Tana. The Mishnah says every single day they used to blow 21, and it sounds like every single day the 21 were associated with the Psicha Sharms. It sounds like these 3 for the Psicha Sharm happened every day. But additionally, Inami Kadadi Ninu, even if you're going to tell me that's the Teretz to the Kasha. Kasha was that it's 51, the Teretz is it's 48. Is that a Teretz? So if it's 48 now, you have no kasha, it's still a kasha. The Mishnah should have said it anyways. Because the Mishnah mentioned, what was the maximum amount? 48. And the Mishnah said, what's the example of 48? When Erev Shabbos coincides with Sukkot. Now you have 2 examples of how you can have 48. When Erev Shabbos falls out on Sukkot, and when Shabbos falls out on Sukkot. Shabbos, Sukkot, you also end up with 48. Now it's a different way of how you get to your 48. But the point is, you have 48 when Sukkot coincides with Shabbos, so why wasn't it mentioned? Now you're going to tell me, why do you need 2 cases of 48? I'm telling you, 1 echetimtza of 48. You need to give me 2 echetimtzas of 48. So the Gemara says, yeah, it actually makes sense you should have 2, because the Shammai Minotarite. Because Lechura, there's a Chiddush Lahalocha that each one of these 48 cases are teaching me. Also, Shammai Minotar Reb Lezban Yaakov. From the case that the Mishnah mentioned, what was the Chiddush? That's interesting. The Gemara says the one Chiddush we have from the Mishnah's case of when Erev Shabbos falls down on Sukkot, there were 48 kiss. Other than the fun fact, what is the
Nafkemina la'alocha, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. That the three were not on the Milo Asiris, they weren't on the 10th step, but rather the three were on the Mizbech. But certainly there would be a very important Chiddush to tell me that when Sukkot coincides with Shabbos, there would be 48, because then I would know Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina. I would know that each Musaf had its own 9, and as a result, you end up with 48 when Sukkot falls on Shabbos. Elamai Rava. So Rava said, you have to say a different reason. You have to say that the reason the Mishnah didn't mention Sukkot falling out on Shabbos as being 48, even though if it is 48, so it's another example of a 48, it definitely should have been mentioned. You have to say there weren't 48. And really, Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina, though, is right, that there was an extra 9 for the extra Musaf. So what are we deducting? What we're taking out is we're knocking out all the tkiyas that were done for the Nisach HaMayim. We had 12 associated with the Nisach HaMayim. We're knocking all of those out. And that's your answer. So, Enechanami, when Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, you had the 3 for the Psicha Sharim, B'chol Yom Tanat, that's something you had every day. You had the 9 for the Tamat Shal Shachar. You had the 9 for the Tamat Shal Bein Arbayim. You had the 9 for the Musaf. Even had the 9 for the other Musaf. So, you're already at 39, but you're still not at 48. You're certainly not at 51. And as a result, this is not going to be a kashim, the batzri, to a faith, the gemar, but listening, Nami Rosh Hashanah, Shchalias B'Shabbos. I have another hechatim, so where this could be possible. When Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, there you have 3 musafim. You have Musaf to Rosh Hashanah, Musaf to Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah is the first day of the month, Musaf the Shabbos, and if it falls out on Shabbos, you have the Musaf of Shabbos. So if that's the case, you have the 21 that you had every day, the 3 for the Psicha Sha'arim, 9 for the Tamid Shal Shachar, 9 for the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim, and then 9 for the 3 Musafim respectively. So essentially, you have the 21 that was every day, plus the 27 for the 3 Musafim, you can end up with 48. So again, another kashmir of Acha Bar Chanina Medar. Acha Bar Chanina Medar said that for each Musaf, you're supposed to bring your own 9. So if that's the case, why did the Mishnah only mention the what's the Echatimsa 48 when Erev Shabbos coincides with Sukkot? Say another Echatimsa. What about Rosh Hashanah Shechalias B'Shabbos? Rosh Hashanah Shechalias B'Shabbos do with 3 Musafim. You had the Musaf for Rosh Hashanah, the Musaf for Rosh Chodesh, you had the Musaf for Shabbos. And the Gemara says, Erev Shabbos, it's Trichalay. Lashminikit Rebbe Lezim and Yaakov. No, the reason the Mishnah mentioned the case that I mentioned was because there's a chiddush in the case that we mentioned. The chiddush is that you have Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov's halacha, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov that said that there were 3 that were blown by the Mizbeach as opposed to on the Milo Asira, says the Gematra. So what kind of teretz is that? Atu mikar minon listni hava lo listni ha? Listni hava listni ha? Meaning the Gemara thinks that the teretz was, no, I can't mention Rosh Hashanah Shchalis B'Shabbos because I want to mention Erev Shabbos Chalias B'Sukkos, because there's a chiddush over there. I want you to know that they used to blow 3 like Rabbi Elazar and Yaakov B'tzad HaMizbech. The Gemara's kash is mention both. I didn't say mention one versus the other. Mention both. So again, what's the kasha that we're up to right now? Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina came from the south and he said over a braisa. The braisa said they used to blow 9 tkiyas with the chatzaitzris when they brought a carbon musaf. It wasn't just 9 for all the musafin combined, but it was 9 for each individual musaf. And the Gemara's kasha right now is, if that's the case, Rosh Hashanah Shchalias B'Shabbos, if you do the math, there were 48 tkiyas, 21 every day, plus 3 musaf, and each musaf has 9, so it's 21 plus 27, it's 48. And the Mishnah, when it mentions the high watermark of 48 tkiyas, says that when were there 48? When Erev Shabbos coincided with Sukkot. I have another Echatimtza, when Rosh Hashanah coincided with Shabbos. Why are we only talking about Sukkot? Why aren't we also talking about Rosh Hashanah? And the Gemara thinks this is a very compelling question, so much so that this is a real kasha on this braisa that Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina came and was fakoifing that he had picked up in the south. And this is the Gemara's kasha right now. So the Gemara says, no, we're not going to dismiss Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina midraima's braisa based on this. Why? Because you could always say hatana v'shayer, meaning what? The Mishnah has to say everything? Mishnah gave an example of 48. Maybe it's another example of 48. I don't know if this is such a kasha. And therefore, I don't know if this, the Gemara says, my shayer, the high shayer. Right? Whenever the Gemara says ton of a shayer, this is the follow-up question. Where it says, my shayer, meaning, sometimes the Tana is ton of a shayer, but there has to be some precedent for it. You can't just make up ton of a shayer. So if you find that the Tana was already Mashayer once, so then you can argue that maybe he was Mashayer a second time. So the Gemara's kasha is, where do you find that he was Mashayer that we should now reasonably assume that maybe he was Mashayer another time? So the Gemara says, Shayer Erev Pesach. I'll tell you where he was Mashayer. He was Mashiach Erev Pesach. So what happened Erev Pesach? Erev Pesach, the Yidin used to bring the carbon Pesach. And this is going to send us now to a Mishnah Masechtes Pesachim, Daf Samech Dal. But the Mishnah said that when they used to sing Hallel, when the carbon Pesach was brought. And when they sang Hallel, they used to blow with Chatzaitzris. And how many times did they blow? 9. There were 3 sets of Tkiah, Tru, Tkiah, and it happened in progression. The beginning of the Hallel, the middle of the Hallel, the end of the Hallel. As the Hallel went along, they used to blow 3 sets of Tkiah, Tru, Tkiah. Now, the Mishnah also says that when the Karban Pesach was brought, it was brought with 3 groups. There were 3 Kitim of Yidden that were in the Beis HaMikdash that were bringing the Karban Pesach. So if that's the case, it's 3 times 9, which is 27. Now, every single day there was 21. 3 for the Psichas HaShaarim, 9 for the Tomei Shel Shachar, 9 for the Tomei Shel Bein Arbayim. Plus, you have the 27 that were brought on Erev Pesach. So it's 21 plus 27, you end up with 48. So the Gemara says that you want to know, my Shire, the High Shire, Shire Erev Pesach, every single Erev Pesach, there were 48, and Mishnah doesn't mention that. Elamai, the Mishnah not mentioning every 48. The Mishnah mentioned an example of 48. Now, why to pick this example? So this happens to be a Sukkot example, which is certainly in Yonah D'Yayma, that is the Masechta we're learning, but also there's a Chiddush to teach me Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov's halacha, that 3 up by the Mizbeach, not 3 on the my last years. But you can't ask me a kasha on Rabbi Acha bar Chanina Midroi Mizbraisa from the fact that we didn't mention Rosh Hashanah Shechalias B'Shabbos, because I could tell you, no, it wasn't mentioned, Tana B'Shai, I, my Shire, the High Shire, Erev Pesach was happening. The Gemara says, no, that's not a good Taina. Because Imishu Erev Pesach Lav Sheyuruhu. The fact that the Taina Mishnah did not mention Erev Pesach is not an omission. Why? The Amani Rabbi Yehuda, because I can argue that maybe our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. The Omar who said, Meimeim Shal Kat Shlishes, this was in Psachim Samech Dal, that throughout all the years, the Kach Le'egiyah Lo'emar Ahavti Ki'ishma Hashem, they never got up to Ahavti Ki'ishma Hashem, Ne'eshahoya Amu Mu'atin, because they weren't that many people, so they used to pack in everybody to the first 2 groups, and by the 3rd group, there weren't so many people there, so they would be finished bringing all the Karbanos Pesach already by the time they got up to Ahavti. What's the point? The point is, they only ended up blowing 3, 1 set of that 3rd set, they never did more than that, so if that's the case, Erev Pesach, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the most they ever blew was 21. They had the 9 of the first set, the 9 of the second set. They never got up to Ahavti Ki Yishma Hashem, and therefore they only had 3 of the third set. So 21 plus 21, it gets you 42. It's not 48, and as a result, that's not a shir. But the Gemara asks a bomb kasha, just bringing the beginning of the daf and the end of the daf together. See, tell me, the Tana Mishnah is who? It's Rabbi Yehuda? What? What was the first Gemara we learned? For Akimna the Laker Rabbi Yehuda. The first Gemara we learned was the Mishnah said that the minimum was 21. The maximum was 48. The Gemara said it's the Laker Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda said not 21 and 48, but rather 7 and 16. And we said there's an Afkamina Laloch. It's not semantics. We thought it was. But it's not semantics. It's a real thing. So the Gemara, how can you say it's Rabbi Yehuda? It's very much not Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara says no. This was not the Tana Rabbi Yehuda. It was a Tana who held like Rabbi Yehuda in Psachim Samech Dalet that they never got to a Hafti by the 3rd Kat. But he didn't hold like Rabbi Yehuda that he holds that it's 21 and 48, it's not 7 and 16. But the bottom line is, so if that's the case, it's not considered a shir. So if it's not considered a shir, because Erev Pesach, according to this Tana, who holds like Rabbi Yehuda, they never blew 48. So the fact that Mishnah didn't mention 48 is not an omission. It didn't mention 48 because there were no 48. So the only omission we know of right now is Rosh Hashanah, Shechalias, B'Shabbos, if we're going to assume that each Musaf had its own 9. That's a problem. Because Rabbi Chanim Midrami said there were 48. There was an extra set of 9 for each Karban Musaf. If that's the case, Rosh Hashanah, Shechalias, B'Shabbos would have been 48. And the Mishnah mentioned 48 only when Erev Shabbos falls out on, coincides with Sukkot. It doesn't mention Rosh Hashanah, Shechalias, B'Shabbos. So it's a kasha from the Mishnah. So the Gemara said, Ton of a Shire. Ton of a Shire only works if you have a Shire. But the Gemara's kasha is, My Shire, the High Shire. So the Gemara says, Ella, My Shire, the High Shire. You want to know what we were Mashiach? Meaning, we're trying to reinstate Rabbi Chanina. I'll tell you what. Shire Erev Pesach, Shechol Lias Be'erev Shabbos. When Erev Pesach falls out on Erev Shabbos. So now we're going, we said, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Let's stick with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda that holds that every Erev Pesach there were 42. You have the 21 that you had every day. 3 for the Psichas HaSharim, 9 for the Tomei Shel Shachar, 9 for the Tomei Shel Bein Arbayim. Then you had when they brought the Karban Pesach. The first set had a full 9, second set had a full 9, and the third set only had 3 because it never got up to a Hafti. So what are you up to? You're up to 42. But in addition to that, it's Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, you have another six. Because every Erev Shabbos, do another six. So what's the number? The number is 48. The Apikshis, what does it mean, Apikshis? You have six less because you don't have the last six of Halal, according to this Tana, of Avayelshis. You do have the six of every Erev Shabbos. So there's another example of 48. When Erev Pesach coincides with Erev Shabbos, it's 48. The Mishnah didn't mention that. Alamai Tana V'Shayer. Oh, once you find the Tana was Tana V'Shayer, so maybe we were M'Shayer Rosh Hashanah Shechalias B'Shabbos as well, and therefore it's not going to be a kachas. Again, the Mishnah said the most tkiyas that they ever blew were 48. What's the example of 48? That is Sukkis, Erev Shabbos. Mishnah speaks out what exactly the cheshbon of 48 is. The Gemara then said, L'chura, I have another example of 48. Rosh Hashanah Shechalias B'Shabbos, according to Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina, Midroimus Braisa that he brought. Mar says, Enochinami. I said, why did the Mishnah mention? Tana v'shayer. My shayer, the high shayer. You have another shear, and that is Erev Pesach that coincides with Erev Shabbos. So the bottom line is what we have right now is three echitimses of 48. Erev Shabbos Sukkis, Rosh Hashanah Shechalias B'Shabbos, and Erev Pesach Shechalias B'Erev Shabbos. Zok the Gemara Vayta. We're not finished. You never had more than 48. Vayta Gemara V'loi. Is that true? For Ika Erev Pesach, Shechalias B'Shabbos, what about Erev Pesach that falls out on Shabbos? If Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, so what are you going to have? Dilu Rabbi Yehuda, Chamshin V'chad. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you're going to end up having 51. V'ilu Rabbanon, Chamshin V'sheva. According to the Rabbanon, you're going to have 27. What's the cheshbon? Every Shabbos you had 30. Every day you had 21. Shabbos you had a Musaf. That's another 9. So you end up with 30. Now it's Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, you're going to have, it's Deicha Shabbos, you think? Erev Pesach is, Karben Pesach's for sure Deicha Shabbos, Hillel, the B'nai B'Seira, one of the more classic sugis in Shas. So you have your 30, now you're going to add all your halals. So how many are you going to add for the halals? According to Rabbanan, you're going to add 3 sets of 9, which is 27. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you're going to add 21. So either you're going to have 57, or you're going to have 51. We just blew 48 out of the water. So if that's the kasha, frek the Gemara, ein moisifin al arba mushmoina, what do you mean? It's l'chayra, I have a hecha temtza, when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, where it's either 51, or it could even be as much as 57. So the Gemara gives a teretz, and the Gemara says, kik tani, you're right, it's good kasha. But you have to say, midi di isi b'chol hashana. The Mishnah is talking about things that happen every year. Interesting. On an annual basis, every single year, you're never going to have more than 48. Or at the very least, or very most, there'll be a number 48. But it is possible, every now and again, where you're going to have more. Erev Pesach, Shchalias B'Shabbos, the last of B'chol, Hashanah V'Shanah, like Tani, but Erev Pesach doesn't fall on Shabbos every year. And as a result, it wasn't mentioned. But the Gemara says, Otu Erev Shabbos Shabbatei Chachak Mi'isa B'chol Hashanah. Erev Shabbos Shabbatei Chachak, does that happen every year? So you can say, of course it does. What do you mean? The 7 days of Sukkot. So 7 days of Sukkot, so one day is going to have to be Friday, right? Every day of the week is accounted for when it comes. There's always a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Shabbos Kodesh that coincides with Sukkot. This is basic arithmetic. So if that's the case, break the Gemara that, so, but the Gemara says, Erev Shabbos, 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 how is it possible that you don't have a Sukkot on a Friday, right? So let's brace for impact. Can go in Shachol Yontif, Rishim, Erev Shabbos. Then the case would be when the first day of Yontif falls out on Shabbos. If the first day of Yontif falls out on, not Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos. So if the first day of Sukkot falls out on Erev Shabbos, then you're not going to have your Erev Shabbos Shechalias B'Sukkot. Why not? Because on the first day of Sukkot, they didn't do this whole procession. And as a result, so you're going to end up not having, avada, you're going to have a Sukkot that coincides with a Friday, but you're not going to have the number of the 48. And as a result, you're going to be out. You're not going to have it. But the Gemara says that's not a taina. You know why? Because ki miklo yontif rishim erev Shabbos, madchi dachin aleh. Whenever the first day of Sukkot falls out on Erev Shabbos, we push off Sukkot. Now you can't push off Sukkot. What we do is we manipulate the Chodesh. Once upon a time, the Chodesh wasn't determined on a calendar, but it was determined on Beis Din saying Mekudash Mekudash. Beis Din actually saying when it should be the new month. So what they do it is they would manipulate it, and like this, it's a moot point because this actually never happened. So the bottom line is, every single year, the Mishnah's case of Erev, Shabbos, Chalias, Pesukas would play its time. Now, Gemara says, my time, what was the reason for it? Why would we push it off? No one has a problem if the first day of Sukkot is on a Friday, so why would this even happen? So Gemara says, I'll tell you what. Because if the first day of Sukkot falls on an Erev Shabbos, then let's do a little math. Yom Kippur, Emes Havi. So when is Yom Kippur going to be? Bechad the Shabbos. That means Yom Kippur is going to end up being on Sunday, right? Just work backwards 5 days. So that's when Yom Kippur is going to be. Hilkach tachina, because we don't want Yom Kippur to fall out on a Sunday. You never want Yom Kippur to fall out on a Sunday. And it's for that reason that we would push it off. The Gemara says, that's true. Yom Kippur never falls out on a Sunday. By the time we learned in the Mishnah, Shabbos craven be Yom Kippurim. If you have a carbon that was brought on Shabbos and the chalavim, the fats weren't burnt on the Mizbeach yet. So you always can burn the fats that the subsequent evening. So if the subsequent evening is Yom Kippur, you could do it. So what's the case? You had a carbon that was born on Shabbos. Now it's Matzah Shabbos, but it's also Yom Kippur. So the halach is, you're allowed to burn it. What does this mean? I thought Yom Kippur never falls out of Matzah Shabbos. It's a moot point. This can't happen. So that's the Gemara's kasha. Is that true? We have a problem with Yom Kippur falling out on a Sunday? It's not true. You see, clearly there's a Hecha Temtza where we're discussing burning the fats of a carbon that was born on Shabbos on Yom Kippur. You can't burn it 2 days later. You can only burn it the next day. That means that next night was obviously Yom Kippur. V'am Reb Zeira, another kasha. Kavina be Reb Bava. When I was by Rav and Bava, Hava Amri, he would say the following. Other time we learned in the Brisa, Yom Kippur Mishchalis, Erev Shabbos. When Yom Kippur fell out on Erev Shabbos, lo yihayu toikin. They didn't blow any shofar on Yom Kippur. Uben Mitzoy Shabbos. And when Yom Kippur fell out on Matzah Shabbos, lo yihayu mavdilin. They didn't make kavdola. And Divrei HaKoyli, he used to say that it's Divrei HaKoyli. That those two statements are true according to everybody. When I came to Babel, he said it was Rabbi Akiva. But the bottom line is, we don't need that halacha. We just need one thing. We need the most arbitrary point of this statement that Rabbi Zeira made. And that is, it's possible for Yom Kippur to fall out on Matzah Shabbos. But the bottom line is, it's needs a hechatimsa. So number one, it's a Mishnah in Kachim. Number two, it's halacha in Ilchus Avdol. It is possible. So what are you telling me? You always push it off. That it's a moot point. It's not true. You see that sometimes it's possible. The Gemara says, like Kasha. It's not a Kasha. HaRabbanon HaAcherim Hi. You have to say that it was really a Machlokes Tanan. There were those that held that if Yom Kippur would fall out on a Sunday, we would push it along. We would manipulate it. There were those that held that we would not manipulate it. And that's why you have this Mishnah and this Brisa, the story with Reb Zeira, where it seems like Yom Kippur could fall out on a Sunday, because that's going according to Acherim. As we'll see in a second, they held, or Acherim is Reb Meir, he held that they didn't push it off. As opposed to, according to the Chachamim, that's what our sugya is going like, and that is that they actually would push it off. So who's this Acherim? The Tanya we learned in the Braise. Acherim said, Ein bein atzeres latzeres. There's no difference between Shavuos 1 year to Shavuos the next year. The Ein bein Roshana Rosh Hashanah, or Roshana 1 year to Roshana the next year, El arba yamin bilvad. Meaning, whatever Rosh Hashanah is this year, next year, it's going to be 4 days later. So if this year, Rosh Hashanah is on a Monday, so the following year, it's going to be 4 days later. Tuesday, Wednesday, to just count the days, and that's how you know it's going to be. And if it's a leap year, Chamisha, then it's going to be fine. What's Pshat and Shitas Acherim? Shitas Acherim is that the months were never manipulated. Meaning, Bezdin never, for any reason in the world, decided and said that even though this month, Rosh Chodesh is supposed to be on this day, let's maybe push it off a day. Because of any ulterior motive that we may have. That's not something that Bezdin ever did. So if that's the case, the year ends up being a 354-day year, right? We count for the moon, the solar year, the Gemara earlier. So it ends up being a perfect 354 days. If it's 354 days, so you know, if you want to base it by the day of the week, there's always going to be a four-day gap in terms of where something falls on the calendar 1 year to the following year. And the cheshbon is, because if you take 354 and you divide it by 7, so 350 divides into 7 perfectly, it's 50. 7 times 50 is 350. And then you have the extra 4. So there's always going to be a four-day advance from year to year. But what you see from Acherim is that we never manipulate. Because if we sometimes play around, because we don't want Yom Kippur, for example, to fall out on a Sunday, so that's the way it's going to be. So the Gemara says that that Mishnah, that Braisa that you find, that Yom Kippur could fall out on a Sunday, it's going to Acherim. Acherim says we can't touch this. This is sacred. We're not allowed to play around with this. So according to Acherim, this is in fact the way it's going to be. We're going, and our sugya, according to the Chacham, Chacham disagree. Chacham say they used to play around. Again, just to take a full circle. So that means that the first day of Sukkot never ever fell out on an Erev Shabbos. That means every single year there's going to be an Erev Shabbos Chalias B'Sukkot where there's going to be 48 gifts, and that's why that was mentioned in the Mishnah. Because when our Mishnah said the Eimay Sifan Al-Bram B'Shmein, we knew it's possible to have more. What's the Echetimtza? Erev Pesach Chalias B'Shabbos. 51 according to Rabbi Yehuda. 57! That's a much bigger number according to the Chacham. So why do we mention it? Because that doesn't happen every year. We want something that happens every year. Every single year, guaranteed, you know that there's going to be a 48 number. It's possible, and when Erev Pesach falls down on Shabbos, you can end up having. But the kasha was, every single year there's 48. What if the first day of Sukkot is on an Erev Shabbos? Then it's not going to play out this way. It never happens, because we're going according to the Rabbanon that we don't want Yom Kippur to fall out on a Sunday. We're willing to manipulate the Chaydish a little bit. And the Chanami, there is an Achim that disagrees with that. But the bottom line is just a little bit more Gemara. So again, one of the things that we mentioned in the course of today's daf was a Braisa that Rav Acha Bar Chanina brought with him from the south. What did the Braisa say? It says in the Torah, Ubnei Aharon HaKlihanin, Yisku B'chatzoytzres. And the Tana, the Braisa, was bothered why the Torah had to say Yisku. It says already, Utkatem bechatzoitzroitz aloiloi seichem val zifrei shalmechem. It says already, Utkatem. Why does it have to say Yisku? To teach me, every Karban Musaf had its own set of tkiyas. So there were 9 for the Tamash Shoshach, 9 for the Tamash Beirat, 9 for the Musafin. What if there were 2 Musafin? 9 times 2. If there were 3 Musafin, 9 times 3. And that's where the Gemara got into all the Cheshbonos. If that's the case, you have other examples of 48, etc., etc. But coming back now to this Braisa, Meisvei, the Gemara asks Akasha, Rosh Chodesh Chalias B'Shabbos, when Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, Shirshel, Rosh Chodesh, Doiche Shirshel Shabbos. So the Shira that was saying in the Beis HaMikdash was the Shira of Rosh Chodesh, not the Shira of Shabbos. What's the Kasha? If you're going to tell me that there were separate chatzoitzros for each musaf, lame the Shabbos, lame the Rosh Chodesh. You should have for the Shabbos and you should have for the Rosh Chodesh. Now, just to be clear, we're talking about chatzoitzros. That's what the Braisa was discussing, Rav Acha Bar Chanina's Braisa. And this Braisa is talking about the Shira. We mentioned already it's not the same thing. But although it's not the same thing, the two things coincided. And the key of the chatzoitzros that were brought on the carbon happened at the same time that the Shira was being sang. So the Gemara's Kasha is that if you're telling me that there were chatzoitzros for each musaf that was brought separately, so why is it that as it relates to the shira, we're only singing one shira? L'chura, there should be a shira that coincides with the chatzoitzros, separate for Rosh Chodesh and separate for Shabbos. So bishloima, if there's only one for all the musafin combined, that's very good. That's what the Braisa is saying. The Braisa is saying which one takes precedent, which one trumps? Shir Shul Rosh Chodesh is doicha the Shir Shul Shabbos. But if you have separate for each individual one, so shouldn't you have separate over here too? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Safra. Rav Safra said, Enochinami. You didn't read the Braisa right. My doicha, you know what the Braisa means when it says doicha, doicha lekadem. Doicha just means that that's the one that comes first. That first you do Rosh Chodesh and then you do Shabbos. Frank the Gemara, Vamai. How is this consistent with the rule? Tada Vashenu, Tada Kaidim. Isn't the rule, right? You say Ritzei before Yalav Yaveh because Shabbos comes more often than Rosh Chodesh does. So shouldn't you have the Shira first for Shabbos and for Rosh Chodesh? Rabbi Yochanan said there was a reason later shook for Rosh Chodesh Bezman, and then we wanted to notify everybody that it's Rosh Chodesh, because back in the day not everyone knew when it was Rosh Chodesh, so we want to make a fuss about Rosh Chodesh. So what we do is we give it prominence first, Rosh Chodesh, then Shabbos, even though it violates the principle of Tadav Hashem, Tadav Kaidim, but this is a good reason to violate it, and therefore that's the order we do it. Freit Gemara, Vaya Keira of Dinan, Hakeira Achrin of Dinan. We need to do this as a hacker. There was another hacker in the Beis HaMikdash that was done so that people should know it's Rosh Chodesh. The chalavim of the Tamid Shal Shachar were put on the Mizbeach. So there was a gap between when the chalavim were taken out of the animal until when it was actually put on the Mizbeach. So during that interim period, they were left on the ramp in the Mizbeach. Mechatzi kevesh ulamata. So the chalavim of the Tamid Shal Shachar was put on the lower part of the ramp. B'mizrach on the Mizrach side, b'shal musafin, nitnu mechatzik hevesh ulamata, b'mayrif. also the lower, but on the Meirev side. V'shal Rosh Chodesh, Nitan and Tachas Karkov HaMizbeach Ulamata. It was underneath the Karkov, also known as the Soivev. But that was higher up on the Mizbeach. I'm Rabbi Yochanan and said, the Tamid Shashach and Tamid Shabayin Rabbayim were on the bottom. But the Musafim of Rosh Chodesh, that was on the top. Why? Leidesh of Rosh Chodesh Bezmanai. So people should know that it's Rosh Chodesh. What's the kasha? It's the same Rabbi Yochanan. He's giving me two hackers. First, he's telling me, first do the Shira of Rosh Chodesh, then Shabbos, so you'll know it's Rosh Chodesh. And then he's saying, take the Chalavim of Rosh Chodesh and put it high up on the Kevesh. Why do you need two? So the Gemara says, Trey of Akeir of Din. And I'll tell you why you need two. The Chazi, I Chazi, with the Chazi, I Chazi. It's like this. Someone sees this one, he'll know this one. Someone sees that one, he'll do that one. You can't have enough hackers. And therefore, if you have a two Akeirim, that's actually a good thing. Another kasha. Meisve, the Tani Rava Bar Shmuel. Rava Bar Shmuel asked the kasha. Yokoshim Shtekim al Shabbos from the You would have thought that just like there were separate kiyas for Shabbos and separate kiyas for Rosh Chodesh, meaning when it's only Shabbos, 9 chatzotzeres, 9 kiyas. When it's only Rosh Chodesh, 9 for Rosh Chodesh. So Shabbos has its own set of 9, and Rosh Chodesh has its own set of 9. That was in the Mishnah. So says the Braisa, you would have thought that when Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh coincide, there should be 18. Literally, what Rabbi Achba Chanina was discussing, Talmud Loimar, it says, Uverashe Chachechem. And from the words of Uverashe Chachechem, the Gemara will explain in a minute, we learn that's not the case. All it is 9. So again, this is a braisa that blatantly, schwarz and weiß, Rochel Bitcha HaKetana, contradicts what Rabbi Achba Chanina Midraim said. Right, again, it says it very clearly. You would have thought there's 9 for Shabbos and there's 9 for Rosh Chodesh. So when Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh coincide, there should be 18. Talmud Loima V'Rosh Chodeshem. And the Gemara says this is such a good kasha. Tiyufta, the Rav Acha Tiyufta. Check me. Talk to me about my Talmud. What's even Pasha Pshad in this drasha? U'B'Rosh Chodeshem teaches me that you have one set for all the musafim combined. So the Gemara has two pshatim on what the drasha means. Amar Abaye, Abaye said, Amar Kra, it says in the Torah, what the Gemara meant was, Uverashe Chachechem. Chachechem is a Lashon Rabbim. Hukshu kolach hadashim kulum zelazeh. When makish all the Rosh Chodeshes together, just like a regular Rosh Chodesh has 9, because all it is one musaf, so too, if it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, it's also only going to be 9. But the point is, every Rosh Chodesh only has 9. Rav Ashi had a different drasha. Ksniv, it says Chachechem. Now, Chodshechem is written chaser in the Torah. It says Chodshechem ches dalet shin chaf men, as opposed to ches dalet shin yud chaf men. So it's written chaser. Now, Roshe is Rabbin. So you have Chodshechem in the singular, you have Roshe in the plural. Now, Ezu Chodesh Yesh Loi Shnei Roshim. So you know what it sounds like? It sounds like Chodesh in the singular that has two Roshim, that has 2 days. Which Chodesh has 2 days? There's one that always has two. And that is Rosh Hashanah. It's Kiyoy Ma'richta Dami. Heva'oim is a Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, Va'omer Achmana. And what did the Torah say? Chodshechem Chaser in the singular Chadi. That on Rosh Hashanah, it's only one set. If on Rosh Hashanah, it's only one set, what does that mean? Even though on Rosh Hashanah, you have 3 technically, because you have the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, and you have the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. If it's Shabbos, it would be 3. But the point is, you for sure have more than one, and still you say in the singular, so you say Meris, it's only supposed to be 1. But the bottom line is that one of the subtopics of today's daf was Reb Acher Bar Chanina Midraim Es Braisa. That said, from the extra word Yisku'u in the parish of the Chatzotzris, we learn a halacha that for each Musaf there were a set of 9 tkiyos. The Maskana, the Gemara says, Tyufta, the Rav Acha Bar Pchanino, Tyufta, because there's another Braisa that says not that way. Now the Gemara, and tomorrow's daf is going to come back and say Rav Acha didn't make it up. Rav Acha had his own Braisa. So Meicha Teisi, you can just knock out one Braisa because you have a Tyufta of another Braisa. Not just that, Rav Acha had a Makar, he came from a Pasek. He didn't just say it. Rav Acha had a Pasek, he was backing up what it was he said. But either way, that's something that we'll see in tomorrow's daf.